Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon
Towels. As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods. And black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge." And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
All right. It is so nice to have you with us, Keisha McAllister from California.
Hey,
good morning
hey.
To you. Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am so excited. I always love having Hair Talk here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with our favorite hairstylist extraordinaire, Ms. Keisha McAllister. Listen, I want to kind of jump on in on this. You know, it's really, I go back and forth because you guys know, we have a lot of folks that we talk to here on the show. Mm-hmm. Who are great cosmetologists and hairstylists from every part of the spectrum of hair care. And we kind of got into an off-the-mic convo, a conversation on this topic, and I said, I'm going to talk to Keisha about it on the air. So here's the thing. Rely now on social media. It has infiltrated our lives, and our lives, and I use that word infiltrate because that's what I kind of feel it has, but that's me personally, so I don't want to influence, our folks out there. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that because it dawned on me. I said, well, has social media replaced the hairstylist? Wherever you are on the spectrum of hair, and I really mean that, has it replaced, there's a lot of folks out there who call it, the university now for the cosmetologists and the natural hair folks, everybody's on kind of doing it themselves. So the do-it-yourself, of course, we call it the DIY. So the DIYers are leading the way on this, so to speak. So, Keisha, first let me again welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show today.
Thank you.
Talk about this. You're welcome. Now, how do you feel about this topic?
Well, you know, Carrie, I think we just need to be honest about the DIYers. There will always be those people who do their own hair, especially families that have a lot of sisters or, just a lot of women in the family. They will usually generationally do each other's hair. So we just have to be honest about that. And then you have people who may visit the salon maybe once or twice a year and then will go back home and work against what the what the stylist has done to try to repair what they're doing at home. So I think we just need to be honest about the state of affairs. We will always need the professional beautician, always. But we can also encourage the DIYers to come in at least once a month, every 6 weeks, where they will actually begin to trust you more and more and will come and sit in your chair. And then the next thing you know, they're yours. And,
Explain that a little bit, Keisha, when you said the DIYers to come in. What exactly come in? How talk to us about that a little bit more.
Well, when I say come in, I usually get an at-home stylist to come in when there is a major repair needed. Either they've burnt their hair out, what I call a chemical cut, meaning either they've colored their hair with the wrong product, they've put a relaxer in their hair with the wrong product or on the top of the wrong product, and now they've got a hole in the fro. That's what I call it, a hole in your fro, because you're at home really just fixing on your hair. And so they'll ask around to some of their, like, work colleagues and things like that. And now that the internet has really boosted a lot of stylists and salons, they'll look on the different apps to find a local stylist. And they'll read the reviews and things like that, and then they will, in turn, try that stylist. And as a stylist, it is our responsibility to do our thing, which is educate that person. You gain their trust because you're supposed to be good at what you do and confident at what you do. But also be realistic, understanding that you may see this person maybe every 6 weeks, maybe every 6 months. But when they come back, you know that they trust you. And I think we also have to be honest about how they are wooed by the videos online. Oh, her hair looks like mine. Oh, I'm going to try that with my hair. And a lot of times it goes wrong, whether it is a natural style or a hair color or a relaxer or, you know, it's so many different things or whatever, because they don't understand the nature of hair, the texture of their hair. You know, just because it looks a certain way doesn't mean that it's going to react or respond a certain way.
Exactly.
And, you know, the thing about our texture in the in our community or in our culture is that it looks like it's very, very strong, and that it will not behave when you do your thing, you know, when you condition it, when you press it, when you, you know, all you think that it won't. But a lot of times it just takes training. It takes understanding what your hair can do. But you got to talk to a professional. You're not going to always
totally
get
agree.
That from, yeah, you have to talk to the professional.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's something that I want to jump in with, because, first of all, I loved how you referred to this, to those who are you know, we call the DIYers. it sounds like they're, like, you know, a whole group of, you know, out of space people, the DIYers, you know. I kind of prefer the reference that you made when you called them at-home stylists. And that's kind of nice, because there are a few different tranches now. It's not just like before, you know, prior to the technology boom. So I kind of like what you said, and I think that and I certainly agree, and I totally agree about the part where, you know, these folks need to come in, and oftentimes you're there to kind of rescue when something's gone awry.
Yes.
Because of the lack of education and knowledge. Hence, that's why we created the Traction Alopecia Foundation in part. So I love that, and I think that that's a very good point that you made. I'm also looking at the fact, on the other hand, where you have the clients who have been relying. This is where I think it can be complicated, where the clients are solely relying on what they uncover on not just social media, but particularly on the, you know, on say something like the YouTube platform. And this is, you know, but this is a big thing, because I've seen it where it says, you know, the YouTube is not cosmetology school. I've seen that post out there. I've seen others that, you know, that just remind us that there's a lot more to it than, like you just said, on what it looks like and what you think you can just easily follow and do. And then you don't know whom to trust when you're just looking at a 30-second or 45-second clip, pardon the pun there, clip on hair care. So you've got to, you know, I remember I wrote an article for the New York Daily Challenge newspaper back in, like, the early 2000s. And I remember, and back then they used to have the different rooms, chat rooms, and everybody was going into chat rooms and talking on chat rooms through AOL and all of that stuff. And I was, I'm going back. I'm going back. So you young kids will not know what we're talking about here.
At all.
But I remember that, and I remember that on my article, it was literally called, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? That was the article I written, and you can find it. I actually have it still posted on my Instagram at Heinz Carey. So you'll find it there. It's one of the, you know, it's, you might have to look back a little bit, but you'll see it there. And the whole subject was just that. Back in those days, we, the public, the non-pros, the enthusiasts, if you will, Keisha McAllister, the folks who were the enthusiasts were out there, and they were reluctant to listen to hair care on the internet through the chat room and all that. That was the early days of the internet. And I'm blown away, scan ahead, you know, a couple decades later, and we are talking about the DIYers. That's actually a thing. And it's also a thing to put our reliance onto YouTube. You know, and again, I want to echo what you've said. There is a true paucity, a shortage when it comes to the knowledge that one needs, and which is why cosmetology is regulated and natural hair in many places is regulated, because you need to know more than just what someone's pretty look might be on YouTube. So that's how I weigh in on this, Ms. Keisha McAllister. And so just wanted to remind everybody, if you guys out there, if you just joined us, if you're just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm with Keisha McAllister. And our topic today on the hair side, it's all about looking at social media, the DIYers. Where are we going in the hair industry? Are we happy? Do we, because I'm also concerned that now, for whatever reason, and it could even be tied to the economy, it could be tied to many things, where you now have folks who are totally reliant, 100% on YouTube for their hair care. Now, how do you feel about that, Keisha McAllister from California?
Well, you know, Carrie Hines over there on the East
from
Coast.
Brooklyn, New York, right?
Brooklyn in the house.
Yeah.
The thing about that is that it's a part of this generation. This entire 30, just these last 30 years, you know, started off as an information superhighway, and now it is nothing but everything's online, and now everything is down to an app. So for people who are solely relying on the internet, these are the same people a generation ago, their aunties went and got the hair magazine out the, you know what I mean, out of the grocery store when they bought their relaxer, their box of relaxer, and they got ideas. And I remember when my auntie used to do her relaxer and then paint on some color.
Wow.
And it, when I think about it, it didn't look like much, but it meant a lot for, like, the church she was going to, the type, you know, the way she was seen. So I think the internet has helped people take chances. You know, the at-home stylists take chances. I don't know that it has helped them understand, but what I think that it's also done is – help them to embrace their beauty wherever, at whatever level they see it. Because now I see somebody else who looks like me. Even if her hair doesn't match mine, there's a lot more where I, that's the good thing of it. But the bad part about it is, like I said, folks walking around with holes in their fro. And we went from a generation who were where everybody lost their edges and things like that from braiders. And now we got people who are snatching wigs off because they following whatever stylist online. And so it is still very important that the private client or the at-home stylist still go in, find someone that you trust and visit them regularly. We not, you know, I tell people all the time, I'll check on even some of my old clients that I haven't seen in a while, and I'll start the text, hey, I'm just checking on you. I'm not trying to get you in my chair. You know, I'm just, you know, seeing that, you know, are you okay? And
how do they respond to that, though? Because that's something you're not going to get on social media, folks. But how do you feel about that? How do your clients respond to that? And when you do reach out like that, Keisha, I know
right,
that.
Right, because you can't really do a social media. I mean, you can, but you can't. And
right.
But I get good responses. Hey, I was just thinking about you, that, you know. And then the next thing you know, I had just been thinking about you. I know you didn't call for that. Or I know you didn't send that, but I need to come. I've been meaning to come in and see you. Oh, I saw something that you posted the other day that I've been meaning to call you. And so it all kind of connects. It really does if you are a stylist or a hairdresser that's paying attention. And I'll just go, you know, kind of go deeper into that. I think there's still a difference between the stylist and the hairdresser. There's a commonality that you have when you have your hairdresser. That's someone who knows you, you know, because we have clients who come in, first thing they walk in the door, they are telling you what has happened from the time that you saw their last appointment. Whereas being a stylist, you know, you almost have like you know, it's not that you don't have a full schedule as a hairdresser, but you're able, they're walk in, walk out, and there's no real personability that you can gain. Now, you can get them through social media, you know, but you still have to create the relationship, and that is, you have to figure out how to connect with people. And you can't dig in their pockets to get them. You have to just be, you know, be yourself. You know,
I love that.
They need to know that you're not tripping off of them, you know, sitting in your chair or not. You're concerned about their hair because that's what you do. That's what we do. So,
Go ahead, Keisha. What were you going
to
say?
No. So I was just saying that's what we have to remember, even as stylists in dealing with people in this social media world or this atmosphere that we have. You have to adjust in order to succeed, and you have to adjust in order to get a group of people who are not really trusting of outsiders when it comes to their hair or when it comes to their grooming, their eyebrows, their nail, you know. It just takes a while to get those people, but you can pull them in.
Yes. Well, I love this. I love this conversation today. Again, if you're just kind of joining us here, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And, Keisha, now you are in California. Folks may wonder, what, tell us again, because I know you're equidistant. out there near between what points are you you know, and what cities are you in between? And give us the whole breakdown and rundown on that again, Keisha McAllister.
Okay, Carrie Hines. I am in betwixt and in between Sacramento and San Francisco. I'm 45 minutes from each city. I am in a town called Fairfield.
Fairfield.
I have a beauty suite here in Fairfield. And I've, we've got a lot of rain today. lots of rain today.
Okay. But did you just say you consider it like a beauty suite? Is that what you called the locale?
My locale, yes, it is a beauty suite. I am inside of an office building.
Wow. Now, see, I told when I spoke with you way back when about this, I love the idea of having like a suite, and we talked about that where we didn't have them so much. They were kind of regional in different spots around the country, more so more prevalent in certain places as opposed to like where I'm here on the East Coast in the Northeast. So real interesting. Okay, I'll take that. And now I do want to say this on what you just mentioned. I think that's fantastic. When I, you know, heard you were in the building, I said, well, that's great, because to me that's an endless list of clientele. You will always have a clientele from that. I think a lot of it has to do with location, location, and location. So good stuff. Okay, so back to this topic today.
Okay.
And now, talking about social media, talking about YouTube University for hairstylists, clients. Okay. We are talking about this whole topic. Is it good for the clients at all to look at YouTube and get ideas? Is there a way that folks can actually use the YouTube or social media in general and get ideas and get inspiration and then consult with their hairstylist? Is that the proper way to look at it? What do you say about that, Keisha?
You know what, Carrie? That's actually what I have my clients to do, because I already know they're going to look at the video, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just, let's just get over that. Get over that, and if they've tried it at home, get over that part too. So I usually, and you know which clients are which when they, you know, when there are few in particular, I'm like, okay, when this one hits me up, oh, I know I'm about to do an updo. So I instantly say, okay, do we have a video? Do you have a picture? Send it to me. So it is very helpful, you know, because I could at least see what it is that they're trying to achieve. And then I can say, oh, no. You know, I'm like, no, I don't do that work. Or I can say, no, your hair is not going to do that. Or it's not, or you need to, you know, do it another way, because it'll be too harsh for your hair. So that's why people really need to have a stylist that they trust, a hairdresser that they trust. Someone who can help them achieve certain goals, especially if they are an at-home stylist or a kitchen beautician.
Yeah, and they still say that too out there. Yeah,
they do. And I was one, so I'm not knocking anyone who's done that. I did it, you know, but you got to get it. It's time to get it together.
It is. And what do you say to those stylists who some may feel that the social media and YouTube is hurting the industry? But it doesn't sound like that's the case. Is that what would you say?
You know what? It's not the case. It's not the case. It's not hurting the industry. If anything, it's really leading a lot of people to the shop or the salon because they are trying things at home and it's going wrong.
Oh,
and they need someone. Yeah, they need someone to help them regrow their hair, you know, help them do it safely without throwing some braids back in it or putting too much tension on it.
Okay, well, there's nothing against braids, but folks, this is a good point, what you should say. Yeah, this is a very good point. That's the thing about the social media. And I like what you said as well and talking about just, you know, if you use it for inspiration, not necessarily education. I think that's where there is an issue. And and that's something that we will continue to address here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and why there is a need for TAF, my Traction Alopecia Foundation. And you can find out all about that. It's right at my website, CarrieHinesHairCare.com, or just even Kerapy.com, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. And, of course, if you're part of our online community, You can go to www.hairadio.com. Again, it's pronounced Hair Radio. It just has one R in the middle. And sign up. You can become a member. Click on the members tab there and sign up. It's free. And we have a whole several different group pages that you can follow and friend other folks and all that wonderful good stuff right there. So we would encourage you to do that. Now, Keisha McAllister, this conversation has to continue. I think it will. And before we go on this, I wanted to just ask you about the future of the industry, and that's why I kind of like what you said about that. I agree. I don't think that the DIYs, I don't think using the YouTube and the social media outlets necessarily or platforms are destructive or will harm the industry per se. I think that it's in a way it kind of is helping to make even bigger and larger this wonderful industry that we so love. So so what are your closing thoughts on that whole topic?
Well, my thoughts are, I think as stylists, hairdressers, whichever you like to call yourself, I think we have to be honest of how we receive people. I think we have to also be honest about how we even comb and brush hair. Some of us are really, really heavy-handed out there, and it's pushing people away from the salon. So it really is about adjusting to succeed in this business. And I can honestly say I'm not concerned about the at-home stylists because I think they always end up in someone's chair, whether it's an idea. At some point, they always end up in someone's chair. But I think, as you said, this topic can go on for years.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and our very, very special today, Miss Katrina Jones. I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, I want to get on into all of the talk about the recent trip to New York for our very special Live on Stage event. But today I really wanted to kind of talk, because we've got to start with you, Nicole Marie. On this, it was a huge, huge thing to come all the way from Water Valley. You flew all the way in. I think you guys flew out of Memphis.
Yes, we flew out of Memphis.
Right? And so to me, that was a big deal to fly all the way into the East Coast, into one of the New York City airports. And Katrina Jones, you came all the way from Paris, Texas. And I thought that that was incredible as well. So let's break it on down for everybody. And Michael Hopkins, we are on. You are getting a real good front row seat review of the incredible trip to New York to participate in the recent Live on Stage event. So, Michael, I can't wait to find out what your thoughts are as well when you hear their incredible tale. So let's talk a little bit. Nicole Marie, yes, let's lead in with you, my co-host on the show. What would you like folks to know about your trip coming all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi?
Well, first I'd say the trip, just flying out of Memphis. We had a short layover in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then we flew into the Newark Airport. And
when you
once
say we
arrived,
whom are you talking about?
My husband and myself. My husband Luther and myself.
Yes, Luther.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And we flew into the Newark Airport, but all along I knew that Katrina, she was flying from Texas, so we were messaging each other, you know, checking on each other, seeing where everybody was, and because we were supposed to arrive around the same time, not at the same airport,
so this is all
but arrive
same
in New
day.
York. Yes,
exactly.
This was the same day, yes. So we arrived at the Newark Airport, and Luther and I, we took the train from the airport into New York City, into Penn Station. And, I mean, it was exciting because that was both of our first time in New York City. I had flown in through the airport before but hadn't been on the streets of New York City. So it was very exciting.
So it was your first time stepping foot on the cement, in the cement jungle, we call it.
Oh, yes. Cement jungle.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what we call it. Okay. So now, so go ahead. What were you going to ask?
So I was going to say we arrived in Penn Station, and because we hadn't been on the subway before or we didn't know exactly what to do, we took a taxi to our hotel. So we were staying in the financial district, and my sister Katrina, she was also staying at the same hotel with us. So we arrived at the hotel, got settled in at the hotel, and then we started messaging again, seeing, you know, who was there and, you know, if she had arrived, if I had arrived, so that we could make contact that evening.
Yes. Now, this was a weekend day. So I think it was a Saturday.
Yes, this was Saturday. We both flew in on Saturday.
Exactly. And so what happened is because our financial district, I'm Carrie Hines, and I live here in the New York area. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, which is one of the boroughs, one of the big boroughs here. And the event itself was taking place on Monday in the borough of Manhattan. So that was really super exciting. Yeah.
Oh, yes. But even before we left home, Carrie, let me just say, I had done my research and I had a list of things that we wanted to see and that we wanted to do. So I was ready. So once we got to New York, I was ready to go.
Well, that I believe, and I remember once you got here. yes, indeed. And so, and I, of course, I'm in New York. Now, I do not have a car. Because in my area, you don't have to have a car.
Right.
Okay. Yes, you don't have to have a car because you can just kind of, you know, make way on the subways, you guys are finding out. And so I was super excited. Now, again, you, Nicole Marie, you flew from Memphis to Newark Airport. And our colleague, Miss Katrina Jones, who came all the way from Paris, Texas. And so that was quite a distance to fly out. Now, Katrina, have you been to New York before?
No, that was my very first time ever coming to New York, first time flying, everything. So that was my very first experience.
You've checked a lot of first-time boxes. You said it was your first time coming to New York. It was your first time getting a chance to come out here and meet Nicole Marie as well. First time you get a chance to meet Kara Hines. So we had quite a few boxes you were checking off.
So
now what was your experience that day? From your perspective, you came into New York. You flew out of... Which airport? You flew out of Houston, Texas.
I flew out of the Dallas Love Field, out of Dallas,
Texas. Oh, that's Dallas. That's right.
And so I had to, so I stayed in Dallas that night and went to the airport that morning. My first layover was over in St. Louis, Missouri. which I've been to St. Louis before, but that's because I drove, so there wasn't no new area to me. It's just different. I was on a plane this time.
Yeah.
And then checking in with Miss Nicole, seeing where they were, and she was telling me where they were, and then, like, get back on the plane to come back. And the only thing that I was, like, so excited to see was the clouds, like being up in the clouds and taking a picture.
Wow, okay.
Right. I slept, I woke up, I would stay woke the whole flight.
This was your first time on an airplane, correct?
Yes, everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything was my first everything. Meeting Carrie, meeting Nicole, being on the plane, everything.
That's wonderful.
So I was basically like a little kid in a candy store, so.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to hear that. Yes, and see, and I remember now, because I don't know why I thought you went out of Houston, but yeah, you're right. And you were not at the DFW airport. You were out of the DAL airport. So
I went to LaGuardia.
Yeah, right. You came into LaGuardia here on the East Coast in New York. So that was really, really good. So I got it now. And what was ironic is that you both were, like Nicole Marie said, you both were arriving about the same time, literally.
Right.
And we were already busy. That weekend was, I call it, it was probably the busiest weekend I've had in 20 years. that's the weekend that you guys flew into New York for the Hair Radio show live on stage that was happening at the Gene Frankel Theater in Manhattan. And so you guys came in for that, but that was the same weekend that the IBS, the International Beauty Show in Manhattan, was taking place. We had so many folks from out of town. Everybody was calling and arriving and getting in, and it was just chaotic. But before we got to all of that, we kind of met up that evening. So you guys, what I love about this is that you guys were staying at a hotel in Manhattan. Again, I'm about 45 minutes to an hour away over in Brooklyn. And you guys, I had to come out. We decided to meet up. And I think we got together probably about 8 or so. So I knew it was going to be a late night.
Right.
I think we didn't even meet up till about 8 or 9 o'clock or something. And and so we had a chance to get to your hotel. I made it over to the hotel and did not know who I was going to see or what. And let me tell you something. I was so honored to meet Mr. Luther, to get a chance to really talk to Nicole Marie, and, of course, to Miss Katrina. So it was just exciting.
It was wonderful.
The little tiny hotel, It was outstanding, so I had a great time. But my favorite time was going to the restaurant. So, Katrina, I wanted to ask you about that. How did you feel about really meeting everybody? What was your impression of everybody? And what did you guys do? So I'll ask you, how was that? How did you feel about that? So talk to us about that, Katrina. Oh, I think we might have lost Miss Katrina Jones. Katrina Jones, are you there? Nicole Marie, Katrina? Yes. Katrina, are you there? Okay, I'm just trying to figure out, what were your thoughts once you came into the city, you met Nicole Marie, you met myself, you met Mr. Luther. What went through your mind? How did you feel once you got a chance to meet everybody? And did we measure up to what you imagined us to be? How was all that? Talk to us.
Well, with Miss Nicole, let me start out with her first. She is exactly who she is from start to finish, from the minute she opened her mouth till you see her in person. Her personality is just the same. Ain't nothing changed. It just put the pillar and the post together, like how phenomenal she is. And hands down, with Carrie, you are exactly who you are from top to bottom, everything. But the way I imagined you, you was wasn't exactly what I was. Well, it's who I thought you were in person.
Well, hold it.
But you
hold
were
it.
Still,
I'm not going to let you just slide on by that one.
What is like, okay, wait a minute. Explain.
No.
Yeah, you have to explain
what I'm saying. Explain
it.
I was pitching you totally different. Like, I always like upscale, not say uppity, you know, like how they say bougie. The type of upscale, but you're basically down to earth. You're basically like right there with us.
Oh, I'm basically. I'm not quite there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because some
it.
People.
Bougie.
It's just a simple fact of the way you carry yourself because you're so professional and the way you carry yourself and the way you talk.
Oh.
That's why I pictured you to be.
Like
different.
Very uppity. Okay.
Yeah, until
but
when I met
I
you in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
but,
like, Kerry, he's basically one of us, but I was putting you as in a whole different category, but you're actually down to earth.
Yeah.
And
very,
a very
yeah.
great person to be around.
That's very kind. Thank you. Yeah. I think I do get that that folks often think that because of – I usually get it because they tell me because of how I talk, and they just assume that, you know, I just as someone putting on airs and stuff like that, like a lot of folks do. But, no, I really do talk like this all the time.
Right.
This is who I am. Wow. I really do.
Carrie
I wish
Hines
I didn't sometimes.
Carrie Hines.
But yeah, this is really who I am, and you really do get just me as I am.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you. Interesting commentary. You just surprised me with that one. I didn't expect that, Katrina Jones. I didn't realize that you might have thought I was, you know, had that kind of a personality. But, no, I think I'm pretty down to earth. I had a great time. We all got together at dinner. So now hold it before we get there. So, Nicole Marie, did you think we would be different than we were?
I actually didn't. I guess it's because we have known each other for, goodness, what, a year and
a
half
years.
Or so, and we have talked and talked so much to each other. And I really didn't have a different expectation. Even
right.
though we hadn't seen each other in person, I didn't really have a different expectation. So it was so exciting that evening when you came to our hotel to meet us, since we hadn't been on the subway and you taught us all of that. But just meeting at the hotel, and we came downstairs and I knew right away that was Carrie Hines.
Oh, look, it's so crazy. I had been running around and had no time at all. You know, I had no time because we were so busy. I was so busy. You know, so I had no time to really go, you know, and put any attention on myself so much. So I just looked crazy to me. But it was still a great time. Now, let me tell you,
I knew that was you.
You knew it was me.
I knew that was
I
Katrina when she came downstairs. I knew it. I mean, it was, you know, everything that I expected. I didn't expect anybody to be any different. I didn't have a different picture of anybody, really.
Yeah.
It just
and we
it
really
was like,
were
like we
the,
had known each other, which we
exactly.
have, but actually
exactly.
seeing each other in person, it was like, you know, we just finally met each other, but we already
exactly.
knew each other.
And we were comfortable with each other's personality because we do know each other. So we
exactly.
know. Yeah, it was very surreal.
It was. It was like, okay, nice to see you in person. Okay, let's go. We were ready to hit the streets.
Oh, we hit the streets.
We
so
did.
Michael Hopkins, I got to check in with Brother Michael. He's been listening to all of this. And for you guys who are just joining us, I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm on the line with our amazing colleagues in this business and on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, Nicole Marie, who comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And Michael Hopkins, who is on the line, he's been quiet from Spotsylvania, VA. And our very special guest today is Katrina Jones, who has been just an awesome colleague, producing colleague, right here through our network. So we are so excited. We're chatting today about this incredible trip that both Nicole Marie and I'm going to say, and Katrina Jones from their respective states traveled to New York for the very first time. And that's what we're kind of looking at. And we're just matching up to see what we, you know, what was kind of going through our minds. And so, Michael, you've been listening. What are you thinking about? What goes through your mind now once you hear all of this that went down recently in New York?
Wow. You know, I really think that you guys had a fantastic time. That's what I keep thinking. And I keep my imagination at this point in time is so vivid now. I can just see you guys meeting each other and going up to Harlem and having a great time. I can just see it. I really could the whole time it was going on, you know, I could see it. And even now, and just like Nicole Marie said, the funny thing about it is that we've been knowing each other for so long till it's as if this was just another trip that we were taking with each other. It's not like we may not have physically seen each other, but we've been together with each other for such a long time.
Right.
And it's just it's such a beautiful thing that when you think about it that way.
Exactly. It was like another layer was added to the journey. And that was true of everybody. It was just, and I have to tell you guys, it was just extraordinary. It really was. I love we had a chance to go out to dinner in Manhattan. And Nicole Marie, I do not know how you led the way. Am I right, Katrina Jones? Did you not lead the way?
Wow.
We were just walking all around Midtown Manhattan.
I had to sprint to keep up with her.
I don't think we did. I think poor Luther myself, we were on the caboose side. I'm still blown away. I really am. It was hilarious.
Well, I have to bring my cane and some oxygen.
Oh, yeah. Try and keep up with Miss Nicole, Brother Michael. This is what you're going to have to do.
Goodness. Yeah,
I was so excited.
I just
naturally walk fast like that.
Yeah,
and
well, you
tell
sit
all
right
the time, Slow down.
Well,
I'm just on the
right with New York then, if that's your natural walk.
Well, that's what I said. Nicole Marie, for you guys out there who – New York is really what you imagine it to be when you see so many people walking and everybody's on the move, and you fit right on in. No one would ever have thought that you were not from New York, because you were on the move like a New Yorker.
Right.
And that's how New York goes. That's how we do it. You know, we're minding our business and we're on the move, getting whatever we got to get done. And you exemplify that none of us could keep up. I mean, it was like a long line behind. we were walking.
But we made it, though. Well, we got to where we were going.
No, we loved it, though. I tease you, but we loved it. We loved it. And I wouldn't have had
it
any other
way.
It was
such a great time.
Now, didn't Nicole Marie, didn't you have a list of where all the places you wanted to go to?
I did.
What
were
some of the places on the list that you guys I think you guys, I hung with Nicole Marie and Luther and Katrina. I think the first night.
That was Saturday
was
night. Yes.
That was
we went
all
to Times Square, and then we went to eat at Junior's restaurant that night.
Oh, that so. I think didn't I join you guys for Junior's?
You did Saturday night. Yes.
You did Saturday night. You joined us with Junior's.
Junior's restaurant, for you guys who have not been to New York, is known for their cheesecakes. And they are also, they've got several, and I've been to the Junior's restaurant here in Brooklyn, New York, many times. I've never been to the one in Manhattan until I joined you guys. So that was really
right.
the first
okay.
time in the theater district, I believe it was, in the town. And I thought it was fantastic.
It was.
I love
the atmosphere in Junior's restaurant. All the memorabilia on the walls and
the food
is awesome.
Delicious too. Yeah.
They
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
give you plenty of food.
Yeah,
so
I thought I was ordering just a little appetizer. I'm not even kidding. It was
right.
supposed to be a, you know, I'm like, oh, because I had already eaten, because it was later in the night. So I'd already eaten before I left. And when I tell you, they gave me so much, I think I had some chicken tenders. It was like some kind of chicken tenders.
Right.
Thing.
And they were huge.
Let me tell you something. I must have eaten, and I ate on that the entire time. I think I even brought some home.
Yes, because you couldn't
eat
all of that.
It was huge. It was a lot. And it literally was like a meal. It was heavy like a meal. So
right.
I was in shock. But it was delicious. So I'm giving two thumbs up to Junior's. They did a great
Definitely.
Job. Yeah.
Yes,
except for
my meal could have fed three people.
no, you guys, y'all went in. You guys
yeah.
went in. You both, all of you did, you know, so you guys had real platters. And I was just
so
blown
good.
Away. But it seemed really good. Everybody's dish looked beautiful to me. And the young lady filled the big old glass of what you would call it, and I told her, that was the level of excitement I had. But I looked at it as being a good omen because that, like I told her, you know, I'm a former flight attendant and served people 30,000 feet in the air, and I remember spilling coffee on particularly on one fella in particular that was real bad.
Oh, wow.
So I. Yeah, hot coffee. You can imagine.
Wow.
Hot
Ooh.
Coffee.
Oh,
so the airlines used to give us back in the day, like they used to give like us coupons to give to the passengers if we spilled something on them and stuff like that. So, because it happens. The plane
right.
jerks real quick sometimes or you lean over. It happens. So I definitely got it. But let me tell you something. It didn't dampen any aspect of my wonderful time connecting with you guys. I thought it just added to the momentous occasion. And it was fantastic to meet Mr. Luther as well. I thought that was just
incredible. He had
incredible.
A great time, and he enjoyed meeting you as well.
He's an awesome gentleman. And you guys make the best couple on the planet. So really good stuff.
Oh, thanks, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. And
yeah.
Katrina, I have to say, Katrina said she didn't expect me to be who I was so much. But let me tell you, no, Katrina, I think I had kind of figured you to be similar, you know, to who you are. But I'm going to say, meeting you, you had so much energy and just full of life and all of that I hadn't imagined. So I thought that was incredible. And you needed that to keep up with you know who. With
Nicole.
So you had it. You were right there in step. And
he hung with us and it was awesome.
Now, I still have to
need my running shoes, too. Is that what you're saying, Gary?
Oh, absolutely, Hopkins. Absolutely.
Right. Now, I'll get those cortisone shots.
Well,
make sure my back and hips and everything else are working.
Yeah, you'll be all right. But how about this? Do you guys remember, Katrina, do you remember the man on the subway car? We were on the 2 train.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? What do you recall about the fella who appeared to be homeless who was on the train?
The older guy that was in the wheelchair?
Was he in a wheelchair? I think he was just sitting down.
He was sitting there, but his wheelchair was in front of him.
Oh, I didn't even remember that part.
Wow.
Nicole Marie, you and Mr. Luther probably didn't see that because I don't remember the wheelchair.
I don't remember seeing the wheelchair.
Yeah, it was
but
up
I know
against
he was just
the,
sitting on the bench.
Yeah, it was up,
it was
against,
up against
the wall.
The side. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. You have a good memory. That's a real good memory.
Wow.
I don't even remember it either.
This is adding a new dynamic to the story. I can't wait to hear this part now.
But now what, because see, that's the, and the reason I ask, because you guys were from out of town. And so it would be easy to think, oh, New York, I've seen all the bad, so I shouldn't be friendly or I shouldn't be nice. But this gentleman, and here, let me paint the picture for you guys just tuning in or what have you. You've got Nicole Marie and Mr. Luther sitting across from Katrina. And then there was like a few seats in between she and this stranger who was sitting there, an older gentleman. And I, when everybody sat down on the, because there were plenty of, there was space for me to sit in between Katrina and the gentleman. But I really didn't want to sit down. And quite frankly, because you guys know I sit down all the day, you know, all day long. So I relished standing up. And that wasn't just me saying that. I really enjoyed standing up, as opposed to sitting all the free, you know, all the time. Anyway, the gentleman started talking. Well, first he offered me his seat. That was the thing that started the floodgate.
Right.
He offered me, you know, because he probably wanted me to feel comfortable in sitting next to him. But that wasn't, it didn't have anything to do with it. He didn't know that. I just didn't want to sit because I was enjoying standing. And so, but one conversation led to the other, and he told us about his life and about his daughter, and I just thought it was a unique story. And that doesn't seem to happen all that much where you get such friendly folks sharing, and he shared so much of his life. And I just thought it was fascinating. So, Katrina, what did you think?
Oh yeah, it was great, wonderful. You know, I love sitting and talking to homeless people. Like, their stories are phenomenal to me because you'll never know what caused a person to get to where they are.
Right.
Right.
Now, and he had a story, but he was not somebody, I don't know how to explain it. It was as if
he wasn't sympathetic. He didn't want sympathy, like basically what
exactly.
he talked about. He wasn't reaching out for sympathy.
Exactly.
He was just basically just telling his story of what he went through and to where he's at right now.
And he was very nice. He was very courteous.
Very
nice. I thought
nice.
He was
yes.
very courteous. And it just, it's something that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Right.
So
very
courteous.
And I was so
the one that we ran into.
Yeah. Now, what was that? Did you say you were surprised?
I was actually surprised just because up until that point, like most of the people, you know, like you said earlier, people are on the move, they're moving fast, and people aren't really into talking. They're just on the move, getting to where they need to go, minding their business. So like Katrina said, I'm a person that likes just talking to people, just small chit-chat, you know, you just speak and you just talk to people. Well, up until that point, nobody else was really doing that. You know, like you said, they're minding their business, doing what they do. And so I was just very surprised that, you know, once we were sat down and everything, that he actually just started talking and just
and
sharing
that was
so openly.
You guys pretty much got the town, basically.
Exactly.
That was
exactly.
Our first time connecting.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was remarkable. And to me, I always say this, that, you know, that they're just little angels being placed around. And that's what
that's it
kind of reminded me of. It
right.
really
is. Everybody's story is important. And I
yeah,
just enjoyed listening to his story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was very interesting, and I don't think I'll ever forget it. So I just want to say it was an incredible trip to New York, and you guys flew in. Now, what about your journeys back? Were they all uneventful? Did you have long waitovers? Were there any delays on the aircraft or the airplanes or the rides back? Nicole Marie, how did you guys make out?
We didn't have any delays. The weather was perfect. We had another layover from Newark to Charlotte, and it was a short delay. We didn't have to sit very long at all. And then we were right back into Memphis on time, and it was great. It was a great flight, both of them.
Awesome. Which airline did you guys take again?
American Airlines.
American. Okay, something special in the air. Wonderful. And now, Katrina, so how about you? Did you everything go as planned on your way back, because you went out of LaGuardia?
Oh, yes. Everything was just fine, right on time, flight. And I didn't have any layovers. Like, I didn't have to stop nowhere. I've come straight from LaGuardia all the way straight to Dallas Love Field, and I flew southwest.
Yeah.
And, yes, it was nice and warm. My only delay was my pickup from Dallas Love Field.
Oh, well, that will have to work on. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, listen, guys, I just want to say, on behalf of all of New York, we appreciated your trip to New York City. And so this was just amazing. I enjoyed the convo. We just appreciate you guys, and we look forward to having back each of you right here, Manhattan and Brooklyn and Queens. Next time we'll take you all around. So thank you
Sounds
so much,
great.
Nicole Marie.
Thank you.
Katrina Jones, our very special guest, and, of course, Michael Hopkins.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
The moment you put a stop to people disrespecting and taking advantage of you is the moment they label you as difficult, crazy, and selfish. Be as difficult, crazy, and selfish as you need to be. Manipulation hates boundaries. Protect your peace. Be a blessing.
Come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, You better love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough, they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning. It's April 27th of 2023. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines, and we have so much in this middle hour to get to. I am super excited. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I want to just make sure everybody's aware. It's our broadcast show number 844. As we kind of head to show number 1000, it has been an exciting morning. Let me bring to the line the newly minted queen of the morning, who will be soon celebrating 1 year as my incredible co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole
Marie.
Good morning.
Happy mid-show. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Happy mid-show. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Good morning to all our fans. Good morning.
It is that. It's like the week just kind of zoomed on by.
Yes, it's Thursday already.
I'm just blown away. Yeah, it's Thursday already. And,
it's been a great week.
It's been an exciting week. Yeah, I'm just super excited. You guys know out there that if today's your first time tuning in, the Hair Radio Morning Show airs live Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, Thursday mornings, and Friday mornings. We broadcast, the radio show originates from Brooklyn, New York. I'm Kerry Hines at the headquarters of Hair Radio right here in Brooklyn, near the Bensonhurst section to be exact. And we broadcast throughout the world. We're joined by two folks. Each day, of course, Nicole Marie, who was my co-star at Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins, our co-star from down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And Michael also does double duty. He hosts his own show right here on the network, which airs in the same space at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, called the Vet Talk Radio Show. So Michael will be with us in just a bit. And we're going to kind of, it's a big day. It's every day is a big day at the Hair Radio Morning Show. What can I say? And I enjoy listening to the wonderful talk that aired in the first hour about New York City. You guys came
in
to New York.
Always great to listen back. Remember that time.
Good. Yeah,
awesome.
That was an incredible trip. And as I said in the piece, I was really, really, really exhausted I saw a picture of myself. No, I really did. This is the guts on the truth. I saw a picture recently. Someone snapped a picture of me without me knowing it and sent it to one of my, one of my family friends. They shared it, and it just looked so horrible. I was like, oh, brother.
No.
And so I want to talk to you guys about that, in just a bit. But I said we were so busy in New York.
We were on the move.
But it was crazy.
It was so exciting. We were just all over.
It was the culmination of so many things happening.
Yeah.
It really was. It was the culmination of so many things. I remember that there was the trip in New York for you guys. So Maria and Luther were here from out of town. Also, we didn't just have you guys. We also had, as you heard, Katrina was there.
Katrina
Jones, who is one of our wonderful contributors and supporters. She was there as well. And so she came from out of town and flew in from Texas. And then we also had Jay Ellis and her family, her mom. They drove all the way up from down in Virginia.
That was so nice.
It was just packed with all of us. So that was really great. Yeah, Tara came from New York, Siobhan out of Jersey, Jermel from South Jersey near Philadelphia, and so many folks. And I just thought it was really amazing. There's a young lady that I'm just super excited about as well. I'm doing some work for her, so she'll be with us likely tomorrow, Friday. I'm going to try to get something together. I'm going to try to get something together for tomorrow's broadcast on Fanday Friday.
Okay.
So I'll try to put that together for you guys. If not, we'll definitely have her on next week. And so many folks. There's a lot of people that you guys just know that we're going to be introducing you and reintroducing you to so many folks. On Tuesday, the 2nd of May, of course, Dr. Yolanda Ragland returns. I say put on your running shoes. Okay.
Yes, do not want to miss that.
You're going to learn a lot. No, you don't want to miss Dr. Ragland. And so she'll be on Tuesday morning, special time at 7:30 New York time, 6:30 for your Central. So definitely set it a little earlier so you can get the full throttle from Yolanda Ragland. And so that's going to be awesome. Want to make sure you guys, you've been hearing us play Monet Everett. She has a big event coming up on August 13th, 2023. I just want to remind everybody about it. She also has classes that are going on you want to really go to her website right away and check it on out. So I just want to make sure that you guys are aware of that. And Nicole Marie, and you helped us yesterday because, I always will tell you the whole thing, and that wasn't quite how she wanted it to be presented. So I'm super, super excited. So it's all about, let me just tell you real quickly, the event is all about the different types of hair textures.
Right.
And that's, right?
Take
and that's kind
that
of the
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Texture Style Awards without the D on texture. So it's just plain T-E-X-T-U-R-E, Texture Style Awards. And you guys can check it out. It's texturestyleawards.com. So I'm real happy about that. Plus, I'm going to see if we can get her commercial and stuff queued up for you guys next week.
Great.
And all of that. So, yeah, and much more to come. And she's got classes that starts like – should be early May her classes start, and then her event itself will be in August on the 13th, one day after my birthday, for you guys keeping track. But I just definitely worked that on in there, so I really wanted to mention that. Listen, we're live, guys. If you have just joined us, you're listening to the all new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Thursday morning, April 27th of 2023. We love having you guys with us. It's 7:27 a.m. Eastern. Yes, it's fun. And 6:27 for you guys out in the Central Time Zone. So a couple of updates. I know we've got what's coming up in a few minutes. We've got Talk of the Morning. And so Talk of the Morning is where we go around each of the hosts and present a story or something that has resonated with us that we want to share with all of you guys. Now, the fun part of this is that Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, our other hosts, none of us have shared with each other what each of our own selected Talk of the Morning topic is.
Right.
That makes any sense. Okay, so it's really great. So we are learning just along with you. We're hearing it for the first time. They don't know what my Talk of the Morning will be today. And so we're going to, you know, get to that in just a moment. As we do with each of our morning live chat mid-show, it's about this time each day we're with you live. Even though our broadcast has been on for over an hour, it's been on for an hour and a half already, start each day 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central. So the live talk really kicks in mid-show. So that's kind of like about 6 o'clock for Central folks. If you're in the East Coast, it's like 7. So we've got quite a bit to get to. Nicole Marie, you always kick off each day with something called Hope of the Day. Why don't you remind everybody what Hope of the Day is all about? My amazing co-star, Queen of the Morning from Water Valley, Mississippi, Nicole Marie, please take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Hope of the Day is just inspiration to start our day. Hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past, and each one of us definitely needs hope. No matter what we may be going through day to day, there's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives, and it gives our lives meaning. So I want to share Hope of the Day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is evade the gatekeepers. Much that is valuable is obscured by life gatekeepers. These sentinels will try to deny you entry. They see it as their duty to preserve the status quo. To reach your goal, you'll have to outwit them. If you're determined enough, you'll do it. Consider it the first step towards your target. What do you think about that, Carrie?
Wow, wow, wow.
That's a lot to say, isn't it?
Yes, it was a lot to take in, and I'll tell you why. Because as you were talking, immediately what resonated with me, and I'm sure the rest of you guys probably feel the same exact way, I thought of that, what was those three individuals who really bucked the system down there. Remember where they were terminated, or two of them were
right.
Yes, because I said to myself, that epitomizes what that means about avoiding,
yes,
you know, overcoming those gatekeepers, the folks,
yes,
who are looking to keep and maintain the status quo.
Exactly. That's exactly
sure
what
that
I thought about
knows.
As well.
The status quo ain't good.
No,
okay.
No, it's not.
Let me just, if you guys
it
don't really know
not.
What we're talking about. Because a lot of folks, Nicole Marie, may not be aware when we say status quo. We throw it around a lot of these words, but folks may not realize. The status quo really signifies folks who are not looking to make progress. That's
right.
What that means.
Keep
these
it
are
the
individuals
old
who
way. We've always
who
done it this
just,
way or had it this way.
Exactly. Exactly. Folks who are, you know, who are marginalized, who don't
mm-hmm.
feel like they don't have a voice, the status quo is looking to keep it that way. They're not
right.
looking for inclusivity. They're looking to rewrite history. And so we are looking for progress. We are looking for change. so that everybody can feel a part of America. That's what America was founded on. I don't
right.
think the founding fathers anticipated or thought that this is the kind of place that we would end up where there's such division
right.
that kind of supersedes common sense.
Right.
And that's where we have arrived to. That's where we've arrived to. And so I immediately thought of those three. I really did,
right.
and particularly the two who were ousted, because
right.
it's time to change.
right.
So thank you for that. Hope of the Day, I love that. Again, was it Patrick Lindsay's book? I love it. I love that you go in and find some pertinent talking inspiration each morning, and that's what this
right.
show is all about. And
it's
listen, guys, if
be able
you
to start
would
our
like
day on
to,
a positive note.
Exactly, Nicole Marie, if you would like to say something on the show, we probably need to remind everybody. If you've dialed in on our 516 number and you're listening to the show and you want to chime on in, just press 1 on your phone. That'll be our indication that you'd like to speak, and we'll bring you right on the air.
Right.
So that's really good. Yeah, so want to kind of got a few, when I say we've got some announcements and things to get into this morning, we do. And we're going to get Michael Hopkins on, and we're going to go through our talk of the morning. First, listen, I gotta go in with this. I said, boy, our fans have asked. They wanted some oldies, and I think I dug up the oldest I could find today.
Yeah. All right.
In Vogue, Hold On song. I was like,
you kicked
man.
It off strong this morning. Love
it. It was
Vogue.
Really. Well, that's Love kind it. Of the mood that we're all in. We got to think about, and one of my favorites, I'm sorry, folks, but, and I know I share this with at least two folks who told me personally, you got to replay this song. And it's one of my new, it's been out there, believe it or not, this song has been out there for about 10 years as well.
Okay.
So it's really great, and I love it. It's a little melodic now, so it is early morning, but I know that you guys really love it too. And I wish that this woman would release a lot more songs and things, because she comes from a very talented family. And she has had so much in her personal life exposed that it might have kind of dampened her music to some degree. But I love her. I love her family and all that that she stands for. In fact, I was supposed to interview one of her sisters. I never told you guys that story, so we'll talk about that on the other side of this. So I'll put this out right now. When we come back, Michael Hopkins will be joining us. We're going to be talking about the talk in the morning, actually, which is like our invisible table here. And we're going to have all that and so much more. Plus, we got some stuff coming up in the spotlight hour in the next hour. So lots to get to this morning. Here is Miss Toni Braxton. I'm sorry, hold it. Let me get it right, because we got Toni too on cue. But no, this is Tamar and Love and War, my favorite. Thanks, we'll be right back.
Yeah. you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, April 27th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 7:40 in the morning, New York time. We're glad you're up with us as we kind of roll along this morning. I want to bring to the line my amazing co-star, Nicole Marie. Again, it is it's kind of moving along
Happy
this morning.
So.
I got to say that
yes,
was
is.
That was Tamar. We went in on that a little bit.
Tamar.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that lady can sing to me. I don't know. She should be so much bigger out there, in my opinion, just on voice alone. And not just her, but the music industry, I'm still kind of reeling from this whole lawsuit thing with that Ed Sheeran singer fella who is being accused of ripping off the incredible, great Marvin
right,
Gaye's music
right.
With his song. And so my whole thing is, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Benjamin Crump, who is representing the Gaye family, Benjamin Crump is the attorney who's representing the family. And Benjamin has been on this very show, by the way. Benjamin. He's been on. Yeah, so we have all the heavy hitters, of course.
Of course.
In this case, Benjamin's right, of course. Benjamin was representing the family, and he found a video of the guy, of this singer, Ed Sheeran out there singing the Marvin Gaye song. So it's not like he can say he didn't know. Oh, my God. It's just so blatant, in my opinion. So I feel it's blatant. And we'll see how it ends. Even though things are blatant and obvious, sometimes it goes the other way in this country. And
exactly.
We'll talk about that. So listen, time to get on Hopkins. We've had him out freezing in the cold out there for quite a bit. Yeah, right? Michael Hopkins, who is the host of VTR, Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins, good morning to you. You're on with Nicole
Marie. Good
morning, Michael. And Carrie Hines.
Good morning, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie from beautiful and kind of cold Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. So how are you doing, Mike? What have you been hearing?
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm doing great. And, En Vogue, yeah, that was the way to start off this morning. Oh, yeah, that was Shades of the 90s. Oh,
I think it might even go back a little bit earlier than that, but... Yeah, definitely an earlier period there. And I love the En Vogue lady. But I don't know. Since we're talking about them, let's just go ahead and put this out there. And for you guys who go back and remember them, they used to have four members. Then they went down to three, and they kind of stayed there. But am I the only person who feel they should have gotten a fourth person and just kept it at four? Or did you get used to them having three members and just forgot all about it?
I got used to three.
You got used to the three, Nicole Marie?
I did.
Well, Michael, how do you feel?
Oh, no. I love them in their original form when it was four of them.
I think they
harmonized a lot better.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
that's
true. Harmonize, Michael. But
I love both
what,
of them,
Marie
but I did get
Michael,
used to it, though. Yes.
I think it's generational. I think a lot of the older folks, here I'm raising my hand, like the four, because that's how we kind of remember them being ushered in. And then I think on a little bit on the younger side, I think folks might have gotten used to them, even in their current, incarnation and how they are out there now.
Right.
But I just think it's interesting. Anyway, I was just curious about that. Hey, speaking of talk and folks out there, I'm still looking for updates. I don't have anything. We're still praying and hoping on Jamie Foxx and just keep him in your prayers and keep forwarding that on.
Wow. Yeah.
Again, really, really kind man. I met him just that one time in Los Angeles, but a very, very nice fella. He took time to chat with me. He didn't have to do that. He was trying to get to his car out of the Mayan club in downtown L.A. when I used to live out there. So nice guy. We love him. We hope and wish for him a speedy recovery. And just so much going on. And guys, I got to tell you, all of the things are still coming in on this incredible monumental loss that just rocked the whole entertainment industry. We just didn't expect, you know, Harry Belafonte to be lost.
Right.
So
definitely.
In every which direction.
Right.
So okay, guys, it's time for talk of the morning. So we're going to lead in with our incredible co-star, Miss Nicole Marie, this morning for her talk of the morning. And can't wait to hear what you got on tap, Nicole Marie. I'm always excited for the talk of the morning.
Thank you. Well, my talk of the morning goes back to an incident that happened back in January of this year. Tyree Nichols, he was stopped by police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, and had altercations with them, and he ended up dying. And Tyree Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, she has filed a federal civil suit against the city of Memphis and the police department for $550 million for the torture and beating of her son by the police. Now, this amount is not random. The number was specifically chosen in reference to the fact that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated 55 years ago in Memphis, and the family wants to send a message to the city and other cities around this country that continued brutalization of black men and just people in general will be expensive, in hopes of forcing a change in the hiring of police officers, in the training of police officers. And Wells also stated that the lawsuit is not about the money. It's about bringing about change. And she is so hopeful that this lawsuit will bring about a change. So that is my talk of the morning for today.
Okay. And Michael Hopkins, what do you have on tap?
Wow. Well, Carrie and Nicole Marie, here's my talk of the morning. I was looking and I saw this on TV, and it really just, the human spirit, age. You know how lately people have been talking about President Biden and his age and should he run and all of that? Well, I have a gentleman here that's a World War II veteran. And on his 100th birthday, he piloted an airplane.
He even dipped
the wings on it, piloting this. And Carrie, he's from up in your neck of the woods. He's from New Jersey. And
he was
a World War II pilot. He flew the B-26 Mitchell. Those are bombers. He did like 32 missions over Europe during World War II. He came home.
And he's 100 like, years old. And just
100 years old. He literally, on the TV, they showed him with his cane, going through the airplane, hopping in the airplane, taking off, on the camera dipping the wings to acknowledge his family because his family kind of cheered him on. And it was just, you know, that human spirit thing is not how old are you. It's more to me, as I grow older, it's more like, it's can you do something or are you willing? Do you want to do this? And I just love this story. This guy raised a family. He had, you know, the kids, 13 kids, numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And what his son was saying basically was this. We think Dad is doing this just to show us it can be done. And I love this.
Wow.
I mean, I love this story. And guys, that's my talk of the morning. And back to you, Karen.
Well, that's a great talk of the morning, too. Here's the deal on that as far as I'm concerned. When it comes to, you know, and I love these stories that kind of make us face what I think are problems in society, judging folks on just sweeping everybody with a broad brush. Okay, you're
right.
Over 60, you're over 70, you're over 80, you're over 50, you're over 40, whatever it is. Let's kind of get rid of those broad brushes. And you
right.
shouldn't be judging folks anyway. That's problem number one. The voters decide if they feel, that's what we talked about yesterday. You got to look up yesterday's show without standing. If you are thinking about, you know, you got to get the facts and all of that. I think you're going to think real differently as you start to age. That's what usually changes the ageist mind.
Your mind
will change, but by then you've probably caused so much damage what you're thinking. So listen, outstanding, very good, Michael, and keep shining the light on that. We want to make sure that you know, that we don't judge and kind of keep this thing going out there. Listen, I've got two quick talk of the morning to share. Real quick, I'm cheating a little bit today because I've got two things that really kind of irked me, so to speak. There's one, let me just say that a better way, that kind of got on my radar. There's one about this whole thing where it was E.T. and they changed the ending because now we're looking at things through a different lens. So Steven Spielberg didn't want to have the ending of his movie reflect fellas or guys with guns, especially pointed towards children and all that. So I get that. But some folks say that you shouldn't have changed the movie because that was where we were back then. We're not there anymore. We're in a different space. So we're looking at it through a different lens now. And so some folks say that we should not have changed that movie. It should have stayed the same, even if it was not something that was quite appropriate these days, we think. So that's one. How do you guys feel about that? I'd love to know.
Wow, yeah.
And, so how do you feel about that? Michael, you're a big guy, you know, keeping an eye on all of that talk. So how do you feel?
It's one of the things that, and this is like a trend as far as movies are concerned, not only Steven Spielberg,
right.
There's been some other original movies like Star Wars. The original Star Wars, which I saw in 1977, and my friend of mine, my daughter was 1 year old, and I still remember the original Star Wars in the drive-in movie. But when they start adding stuff and changing it, to me, this is just me, Michael Hopkins, it changes the color of the movie, what it originally, like, that's where we were in 77 or 80 or 90, that's where we were as a society. Now, future generation will have no concept of the original movie. Now they're saying it's like watching Gone with the Wind and they colorize it or something, or the Three Stooges.
Well, worse than colorizing it. Right.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, Nicole Marie, how do you feel about this whole thing?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with Michael. I feel like the movies, I love Steven Spielberg, and I feel like the movies were, you know, that was the time that we were in. Don't mess with the movies. Just, you know, you don't have to change anything. Leave, you know, leave them just as they were. And then the current movies that are created now, you know, the younger generations, you know, may have a different viewpoint, but leave the movies that were created before, leave them alone. Just leave them alone.
How about that? How about that?
The
Goldmarine summed it up.
Listen, guys, here's what I say. Are you crazy? Are you just plain crazy? Have we raised a society of folks without the ability to think? You mean to tell me you have no concept that you have to look and understand that something that was created decades ago does not, A, need to be changed. You're not smart enough to look at it through the lens or the perspective that they had at that time. You've got to have it spoon-fed to you through a current lens of how we look and view society so that you can feel appeased? Have we raised a society of empty-headed people? Come on now.
Yep.
To me, this is really sad. And,
it really is.
I get that. Listen, I get that if you might want to put a disclaimer, fine. I could live with that. There's some things in here that, you know, and I'll tell you, it's not just the movies. I'm going to tell you, me, I watch, they have TV shows. I watch old TV shows like The Newlywed Game and all this kind of stuff. And boy, oh boy, the questions and things, they're very, in my opinion, looking now, to me, they're very sexist sounding and old, and even parts of Family Feud now to me sound a very, it's very sexualized to me in my own personal opinion. So, you know, we are now looking at things and judging things from a different views and different lenses and all of that. But I think I'm not asking somebody to go back and rewrite, you know, Gone with the Wind or War and Peace. So that
right.
I can feel better, you know.
Right.
Come on, folks. Where does it end? And I think it ends with common sense.
Yeah.
Let's start to get back to common sense.
We've
abandoned it here.
Wow.
Michael.
Yeah.
You mean a foolish thing like that, Carrie Hines? Common sense.
Okay, common sense is not all that common.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, it's,
true.
You know, even when you,
you
know, when you think about it, even the when you look at the cartoons and the generation that we come from, even the cartoons were different back then.
Right.
And yeah, you know, it was the times and so forth. But when I look at what's being put out now, It just like you say, Carrie, it makes me question who is doing this. What subliminal messages are you sending?
Well,
and
exactly.
Are we?
Yeah, but yeah. Go ahead, Michael. Finish your thought.
Yeah, and you know, just as you said, are we becoming a society of a bunch of empty-headed people, man? I mean, it's just
well, Michael, I've got
stuff.
An update for you. We've arrived.
We have
arrived. Ding, 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 ding.
We've arrived. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that there's not hope. You know, there's always hope.
Oh, there's always hope.
And there's always hope. So we're gonna end it there on that. I do want to say on a lighter note,
lighter note.
My exit talk of the morning today. I had to get into it. And we got hair talk and stuff coming up as well for you guys who are dying for some hair talk. We've got hair talk on the way. But, yeah, my piece that I wanted to end out today really is a legend. I wanted to pay tribute to her because I grew up on Saturday nights watching the Carol Burnett Show. And
oh,
it was on
yeah.
NBC TV
yeah.
yesterday.
Oh, that was just, wow.
It was her 90th birthday. So
wow.
90
wow.
years.
Unbelievable.
And she still looked pretty good. Like, she was just
yeah.
sitting there. And she was. I was like, listen, I don't know too many folks 90 who sometimes, you know, like, I'm thinking I won't even know my own name by then. Who knows? But, but in fairness. So she has just been an incredible legend. She really has.
Yes, she
and
has.
I just love her so much. And so to see all of these superstars come out
right.
to salute her. And I'm
wonderful.
Watching the clips, and they were still funny to me, even to this day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow,
oh,
so
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, her and Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Vicki Lawrence, Lyle Wagner. And you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, it's so timeless. That's the thing about
right.
that type of humor. It's so timeless. And I remember it was several of them I remember from being a little kid. I remember the one with Tim Conway and the secretary. And, you know, she was
oh,
like
yeah.
the bubblehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that
then the one
really
with
good.
Him sticking himself with the needle.
Yeah, that I remember that one too. Let
Dennis
me tell you
and,
guys,
yeah.
the, all of them, Michael, were amazing.
Yeah. Incredible.
But I have to tell you, yeah, my, you know, I think everybody, the number one sketch of all of Carol's shows, even if you have not, you need to look it up. But it was my favorite. She always do what they used to call a send off or a take on one of these classic movies. Remember, we were just talking about Gone with the Wind and all that
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
Well, she did a version of Gone with the Wind, a sketch, and it was so funny where,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you had Rhett Butler, and she's talking to him, and she comes down the steps draped with this beautiful gown. And
oh, yeah.
And she
yeah, it was so funny.
She, you know. She got it right out of the window. She just
window,
couldn't
yeah,
pass up.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
the curtain rods were still in the dress.
In
I
the
mean,
thing, yeah.
Just,
yeah, I mean, it's just hilarious.
It's hilarious.
And, yeah. And you know.
You just have to see it.
You know, Carrie?
I love it.
Also,
yes.
I never realized the gentleman that designed all these things. You know, like you always say, behind
Nolan
the scenes.
Miller. Yeah. Yeah.
No one knew.
Yeah.
And when they showed what he – and she said something to the effect of they may have gone through – I don't remember the exact number. I'm thinking 70 costumes or something. Like, it was an extraordinary number. And when you think about it, that's like a movie production.
Right.
The costumes.
They were very serious. They did the music. They do
– Yeah.
You know, that's what greatness is, though. And
yeah,
and I'm saying that we and it reminds me of our work here at Hair Radio. And when you work hard at what you do, that's what makes you an artist. Nolan Miller, and he looked great. He was on a special yesterday as well. He did the Cher show and all these other shows. And I just have to say, this is what makes you special, and she epitomized all of that. So anyway, that's my wonderful talk of the morning. It really wanted to close out with the incredible Carol Burnett. I loved all of them. My mom always told me a story, and I never knew if it was true, but when Carol first got started, she loved people so much. I always heard that she always donated her money. She didn't want to keep the money, and I think this is probably something that most celebrities go through at first, because they probably feel guilty earning such large amounts of money, and others may, you know, maybe starving or whatever. So I heard that she gave away all her money, and I've heard this from a few folks first early on. And so I don't know. I'm going to look it up and see if there's any truth to that. So
wow.
Anyway, that's
wow.
talk of the morning, and boy, did we go in on that. Some updates on the way to get into and so much more. As I said, we got some hair talk on the way. Why don't we take a quick commercial break? We'll be back with a lot more. And, Michael, we got to talk about set talk and so much more today. Today is just It's Hair Radio Host Chat. Very special broadcast. Stay with us. We got a lot more to get into this morning. We'll be right back.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the...
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
All right, Katrina Jones, our very special guest today, along with my co-star, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Again, it's great to have you guys with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes. Oh, yes, great to be here.
Okay, so listen, I want to jump on in. This was really a big, big deal to me. We're talking about the recent Hair Radio Show Live on Stage show that happened in Manhattan, so in New York City,
right.
Live. And, of course, like the name, again, Live on Stage. So it was really, really one of those times that is just going to be seared into our memory. And for me, we've done shows on theaters and different types of events in different places. But this one really had the earmarks of being something special. And I think it had a lot to do with all of us kind of connecting for the first time. We had not met in person, I don't think anybody at the show had really met. We all knew one another's names, but you know, and I knew a few of the individuals, but a great deal I had not had a chance to meet. So I want to kind of start there, Nicole Marie. Let's lead on in with that. What did you have in mind before you came into the event and at the wonderful Gene Frankel Theater in Manhattan versus once the show maybe and the folks came in? What went through your mind?
I had seen the pictures, Carrie, of the theater that you had posted. So in my mind, you know, I'm expecting to see that, but at the same time, it's kind of different, you know, when you're actually there in person. So when we first arrived, it's like, wow, this is the Gene Frankel Theater. And the big picture window, and looking through there and seeing the, you know, the posters for the event.
Yeah.
And
yes.
It was just wonderful. And just walking into the theater, you see all of these pictures of all of these famous people that, you know, that we've seen on TV and heard, and it was just like, wow.
That
wow.
was nice.
I'm actually here in the Gene Frankel Theater, and you walk in, there's a piano, and you walk back into the actual theater itself, and it's just kind of like, wow, I am here at the Gene Frankel Theater. And just thinking about the history of the theater and all
exactly.
of the people that have come through that theater, you know, before us. And it's it was just an amazing feeling. And just looking at those pictures and thinking, wow, I wonder how those experiences were at that time.
Yeah.
So it was awesome just to be there.
Yes, and I think the same thing. I think it was just an incredible. We're talking about the live on stage event that happened recently in New York City. It was the Hair Radio Show. So what the show was designed to be was a version of our radio broadcast in which many of your, I say, the fan favorites got together literally. And so we had a chance. It was like a convention of the Hair Radio guests who we know from hearing them on the show, but this time you got to mix bread to chat and talk it up and take pictures and laugh and have fun.
Fabulous.
It was absolutely, and also you got a chance to hear a little bit more about their stories. Folks got up and shared their individual stories. And so I thought that was really quite incredible. It really was. There were some touching moments. I think everybody shared a touching moment. So, that's pretty much what happened when you came in to the theater. And I have to say the theater is a beautiful place. It really is in a wonderful location, really nice area. So, Katrina, what about you? Did you have any idea what this was going to be at the theater, or did you have any expectations, shall we say?
No, I didn't have no expectations. I didn't know what I was really going to be walking into, but I just knew it was going to be some excitement, you know, something that I was ready for, ready to see. And I really enjoy, like, meeting everyone. And it's a pleasure, like, hearing it on the radio of what they went through, but it's a difference being right there to experiencing it coming right out of their mouth up front, up personal.
Yes, absolutely. I think one of my favorites, I loved all of them, and I echo what you said, Katrina Jones, out of Paris, Texas. I loved that we had folks like Peggy Dodson, who you guys, we've played quite a bit on the show. Many, many times she's been featured. We're going to have you guys to kind of just the background, guys. You know, if you have to mute, please do so. But I remember that Peggy, was just doing a fantastic job, like sharing her story. But what I really remember is that we had one of the performers, Mr. Kyle Knight, who was set to go up after Peggy. And I remember we were going on and on. It was just, I just loved it. I enjoyed.
That's
and I
wonderful.
Just think we have, right? We have to shout out everybody. In addition to Peggy, there was Jay Ellis with her mother from Virginia. And Michael, I don't think they were in Northern Virginia. I think they're in a different part. And I forget the part they're in.
Southern Virginia.
Yeah, more southern. And they drove all the way to New York. I was going to say, why didn't y'all stop and pick up Michael?
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
Right? I can see y'all now having a party ride back up to New York. So they came up. And I thought that was fantastic. Drove all the way up here to support us. Tara Merchant, who's also been on the show, from Yada TV. She was there as well and doing in on-the-spot interviews and type things. So I thought that was great. And I liked Kyle's performance. I thought he did a great job.
Kyle was,
Was he not great? I thought so too. Katrina, did you enjoy Kyle's performances? And he had he had his producer there with him. So I thought it was great. I really did.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He was so good, he had to come back a second time.
Yes.
Also with Tara Merchant, her interviews that she had. But what I don't know if anybody talked to or realized, her camera guy, he was phenomenal. He spoke, and he was doing some talking. And was knowledgeable on a lot of stuff that I don't think anyone even realized that he knew about and what he was talking about. Because some things that when we was all out there talking, he was speaking too, and he was very knowledgeable on a lot of things.
I wish I had a chance to get to talk to especially he is he's a very serious young man. And it did a phenomenal job capturing some really unique moments that we've even shared some of those across our social media. It's been just incredible. And let me just say that this event is one that will always have a very special place for us, of course, and for me. And Michael Hopkins, you'll have to come out the next time and join us.
Oh, yeah, this is sounding so exciting. Yes, I will be there on this next outing. I promise you all that I will be there because this is just too much excitement.
Wow.
Well, we can't wait, Michael. We're excited about that.
The older lady that stood right there and took our pictures that run the theater?
Oh, yes. Wonderful lady who is the person, she keeps the entire place together. Her name is Gail, and we have to shout her out. She did an incredible job.
Gail was great.
She really was. Yeah. And this was a different type of an event for them. They're used to doing plays and things like that, and I knew that it would be just a perfect opportunity for us to bring our brand to their space. And like you pointed out, Nicole Marie, before, there was so much with the folks, these incredible folks that we've grown up seeing them on TV and movies, Cicely Tyson, James Earl Jones, and so many others. They were pictured on the wall in the theater that Mr. Gene Franco himself worked with. And that's who the theater is named after, the Gene Franco Theater. And so, again, it's in New York City in Manhattan where we had the Hair Radio Show live on stage. So we're chatting with Nicole Marie, with Ms. Katrina Jones, and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Gary Hines. This I'm looking forward to the next trip.
So
I really
am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Can't
so
wait
am
have
I.
Us all back together.
Yes, we will. All right. Well, listen, guys, I want to say thank you to each of you for being part of this today. And, guys, stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, April 27th of 2023. I'm Gary Hines. We have just been having some fun here, enjoying today's broadcast along with all of you guys out there. Listen, I've got Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins, of course, from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning again, guys. Happy third hour.
Good morning again.
We're kind of
happy third hour.
Good morning and happy third hour.
Yeah. So what did you guys think? That was from the wonderful trip, and we just want to remind you guys, it was not just the first part that you heard earlier in the trip to New York, but also the legendary James Franco Theater. Okay.
Right.
So this is something that is important to us. We want to do some more stuff. We're continuing this relationship with the theater. And I just had a great time. I love them so much that we're going to have our Hair Radio Awards at that theater at the beginning
great.
Of 2024. So we'll be talking about that. So
that's
just
wonderful.
Wanted to make sure that you guys were aware.
Yeah,
oh, it's a beautiful
yeah.
theater. We had such great things. And there was also Peggy Dawson, because I don't get a chance to mention her. She was there. Kyle Knight, Jermel from Down and Jermel Silverback, who is the model on the cover, one of the covers of our incredible new Afrolock magazine. He was there. So really good stuff. That's all I can say. It was really amazing. So, folks, I want to kind of talk a little bit about advertising. We've got to remind everybody, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, that in order to keep us on the air, we've been now broadcasting the Hair Radio Morning Show as a morning version. Now, again, the radio show started way back in 95 for the Hair Radio Show out of North New Jersey on WNJR. This was many years ago. We called Terrestrial Radio. It went to FM station in New York, and then it was syndicated to Atlanta and Philadelphia. And so some of you guys may have forgotten that. Then when the Internet became popular, we moved on over to the Internet with the first 24-hour hair and beauty radio network way, way, way back when, two decades ago. And here we are today with a morning version that has been we're close. Today is our show number 844, so that should tell you a lot. We put out a lot of three-hour episodes.
Right.
As the new Hair Radio Morning Show, not just the Hair Radio Show, which was on at night and all kinds of different time slots, But the morning show, we wanted a stable home for the broadcast, and we have that. So from 6 to 9 a.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're live, and we're so excited. 3 hours a day. Nobody's giving you that much hair and beauty talk, that much on current events, that much in just life and getting inspiration each day, hope each day. So that's my little talk there. That's my little pep talk this morning. And just want to remind everybody, please support what we're doing. Support the sponsors. As I said, we won't be here without them. Folks like JustSalonTowels.com, you guys know that they have bleach-proof towels. So if you have a salon, a spa, or you are in some personal care business where you're doing massages and all kinds of things like that, these towels are for the shop owners. Please check them out, JustSalonTowels.com. And also, even if you're an at-home stylist, you can still order these towels. So do check them out, and we give them two big thumbs up. Also, again, don't forget to go to Monet's event. I think we talked about that, Nicole Marie. Do you remember the website for everybody?
TexterStyleAwards.com.
You see, you never know
without
when we're coming around here.
Wow.
Yeah, good one, Nicole Marie. That was excellent. Yeah, and she's really good. Monet Everett is her name. You heard about her yesterday on the show. And we're going to be reminding you, August 13th is her big event in New York City, right here in my home area. So definitely check her out. Again, thank you for that. You definitely want to go to her site and get her information and support her event. And just lots of good things. I'm very, very pleased. Afrolock Magazine. Before I go, I want to make sure and shout out Rugged Evolution Beard Care. We don't talk a whole bunch as much as I'd like to, but we play Rugged Evolution Beard Care commercials all the time here. We love them.
Right.
They have an incredible line. But I want to get the gentleman behind Rugged Evolution back on our show. Arrington is an incredible businessman, and I just chatted with him the other day. I told him, we got to get you back on the show. So hopefully in the month
Great.
Of May, we'll get him back on the show. Yeah, we're calling up all these folks it's been a long time. Arrington was on our show probably about New Year's Eve, maybe almost over a year and a half ago. It's been almost 2 years since he's been
here.
Oh, wow. So we have so many guests and people
and
all of those things.
Right.
I think, Nicole Marie, you've been with us for going on a year next month in the month of May. That's a long time. Michael has been with
Very
us a BC year after that.
It's been a marvelous run.
It's been a marvelous run, and we are just getting started. So,
So
these incredible guests, we want to bring them back to the show. There's the gentleman
right.
who has a big hair event, Mark. I want to get him back into the show as well, and so many other folks. So we're glad. Now, the magazine. Everybody wants to talk about Afrolock Magazine.
Afrolock.
Oh, my goodness.
Afrolock.
Wow. What can I say about this? The magazine has just done gangbusters. It's gotten everybody's attention. It all started out, and the biggest question that I seem to get from everybody is, where did this start? Who gave you this idea about the magazine? Carrie, where did it come from? Real quick, short answer on that. You guys know that I've been involved with several magazines over the years, but most notably, the folks at Upscale Magazine. I produce their 24-hour radio network as well as graphics and advertisements and all that kind of stuff. So I've been working with them for the last year, and I'm in 5 or 6 consecutive issues of Upscale. So just my work is there on multiple pages. So I just thought I should drop that little nugget of info. For me, I felt it was time to fly. I felt it was time to fly, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and to all of our fans. You guys have inspired me. You told me I could do it, and we're doing it.
Oh my gosh.
The feedback on the four covers, we put out four different premiere covers that, let me just officially say, the first magazine will be out within 6 weeks, so about a month and a half. You'll have our magazine to flip through. So it's happening. This is the funny part. We thought we were not going to put out a magazine until 2024. We thought 2024, and that would be, yeah. I got so much feedback on this publication, Afrolock Magazine, on everything from the beautiful graphics and covers to the advertisements that we put together to ideas and things that we are putting inside the magazine. I got so much. I said, we have to just run with this. Got to run with it. So that is the great news, that the magazine will be out about a month and a half from right now. You can, I'll have it set up on the website where you can get digital, sign up for a digital subscription. It's $24.99 for the year for an entire digital subscription. So each month you will have a new issue out. So it comes to about $2 a month. I mean, you can't beat that. My God. So $24.99. You can gift the subscriptions to someone else, which is great. They can see and read it about it on any kind of device that they may have, and you can print on demand. So it's really amazing. I'm so excited. Now, Well, first of all, you know I know a lot of folks in the hair and beauty industry, so strategically also placing our – Yeah, right. You know, you haven't seen or heard anything about what we're doing. Trust me.
No,
so,
we are a one-stop shop.
Partnership.
So much in store.
We're rolling out with everything. And I've got to shout out to one of our new contributors who she's much more than a contributor. She's our new COO. So she's going to be handling operations. Her name is Khadija Phillips, and we're just so proud of her. She is helping to pull all of this together. You're going to get to know her real well because she's also, I'm going to drop it right here right now, she's going to be doing a natural hair show segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I can't wait to bring that to you. She's going to be on locks and all of that. And,
that's awesome.
She'll be joining our hair team right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's coming up soon. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to devote a whole show to our current one of our current hairstylists, who is a cosmetologist out on the West Coast. We play Keisha things all day. I think we let off this morning with Keisha. So
we did.
More of things coming up. Yeah. So lots of things. We always have a lot to talk about. So this Afrolock, again, the digital subscriptions will be available. I'll be posting things in the next couple of days or so on that. So you can sign up and get your subscription. And that way, once the magazine is out, you'll be sent it automatically. And be the first to get it. Be the first to get it and be the first to give it away. So you can give gifts. You can gift these subscriptions to folks. So I'm super excited about it. And Michael, for the veterans, I think we're gonna do a special, even a more special price for the veterans.
Oh, sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, well that's how we got to do it, Nicole Marie. That's how we got to do it. Got to take care of the veterans. We appreciate them. We care about them, and we want them to do well. Yeah. So what do you hear? What do you think about all that, especially Afrolock? Wow!
Oh yes, yes, it is on time and on target, as we would say in the Army. I think it's beautiful, and I am looking forward to it.
Yes, and Nicole Marie, we haven't forgotten about how important women power and the incredible pop, the girl power. And families, you also are an advocate for children for families.
Oh, most definitely.
All of that.
Children, family,
well,
education, just our community. There's just so much.
So you're going to be real busy as a contributor to the magazine.
Nicole,
we didn't know she's a new contributor, but yes, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Berea, you'll be joining our team. We got a great team of Afrolock folks, so I'm so excited. Yeah. Afrolock, I do want, in case today's your first time tuning in and you've never heard of Afrolock magazine, I'm Carrie Hines, and I put together this incredible magazine that everybody's talking about that'll be out in the next 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. But you can sign up for a subscription right away. We're going to put all that information out there at HAIRadio.com, at HAIRadio.com. That's our website. I'll make sure it's there. And I'm super excited about it. The magazine is all about when, again, folks say, well, what's Afrolock the name mean? Again, it's locking in Black culture on Afroculture. That's what that Afrolock name means. So, is there an underlying theme under that? Sure. Is there another context to that? Sure, with Afro and Afro hair and lock as in lock hair and all of that. There's some other connotations to it and all of that. But, yeah, that's what, and when it was created, it was to lock in our culture, and that's what it was all about. And I'm super excited to carry out that theme as well as we go forward. So
awesome.
You've heard it from my mouth. Now, if you are interested in advertising, do reach out to our office. We have a toll-free number that if you grab your pen and paper, you can reach out to us. We go off the air. We're live with you right now. So it's about 8:36 in the morning. If you're on the East Coast, 7:36 on the Central time zone. So in about 20 minutes or so, we'll be available. Reach out to our office. We have our own customer service at 833-402-8882. Again, it's 833-402-8882. So, and then give your name and press 1 and all that stuff that it tells you. And I'm super excited. I think we're going to round to some good stuff. So
very
that's
much
it
so.
On Apple.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Very much so. Looking forward to it, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
The covers, Carrie, are just so beautiful. You know, it's just wow. You know, it's hard to choose which cover. It really is because you went so deep in designing those covers. You went 1,000 miles deep in designing those covers, and each of those covers in its own right is just a work of art. And I find it hard, and I look at them daily, and I find it hard to say, oh, well, I like this one over that one. I mean, it's just hard. What about you, Nicole?
It is most definitely hard to choose. You just can't choose just one. I love them all. So it's going to be a very hard choice.
Let me tell you, on this very show next week, we're doing literally a cover story on the covers. So Khadija will be with us. I can't wait to have her on the show. Oh, my God, so much fun. Khadija, who's heading up the magazine for us, she's going to also tell you the stories. We're going to walk through the stories on what inspired each cover and why. And if you yourself out there, because folks have already asked me, can I get a big blown up a poster of that cover, please, for my shop? So we're going to talk about all of that next week. You don't want to miss it.
Nice.
We're going to put them at our website. If you have not seen the covers, you don't know what we're talking about, you'll be able to follow me at Carrie Hines on Facebook, and I'll show you them there, as well as at our website at HAIRadio.com. And look under the big blue post button, and you'll see all of that under the Hair Radio Morning Show and other group pages. So that's kind of what we're getting into. Here is Melba. Don't you just love Miss Melba Moore? She just got a star on the Walk of Fame. I love Melba. I've interviewed Melba a couple of times on our show. Yeah, she's really sweet, very kind. She cracked me up on her interviews as well. So here's one of her favorite comeback songs. I just love it. It's Just Do It Me. We'll talk on the other side. We'll be right back, so stay with us. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us for the very, very first time, and we have gotten to make this young man's acquaintance through social media. We're going to talk to him about his incredible business opportunity for all of you guys. His name, well, this is what he goes by. He goes by Mr. Hair 411 on Instagram on IG, but I call him Marcus. Marcus, good morning and welcome to the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Yes. So listen, I want to just jump right on in. First of all, one of the big reasons that we wanted to bring you on today is because you specialize in something that I think might be of interest to everybody. We could all benefit from more sales. We're all entrepreneurs. And I think this thing called sales funneling has kind of been bubbling at the surface for a while. We want to find out more about it. We want to make sure and go to the folks who know. So, Marcus, can you tell us what exactly is sales funneling or funneling sales? Just tell us about it.
All right. Basically what it is, right, you put your – you know how a lot of beauty professionals, they have a multitude of products. They have like a whole line of products.
Right.
Well, you take your best-selling product, put it on one page with it – with that's on sale, right? And you put it on sale so that they have a reason to buy it now. You know, give them like a little offer. And
right.
Yeah. You know how – when you're doing a website and a lot of people just can click off the email pop-up where they can put in the email to subscribe.
Right.
Well, what I would do is I'll put the email first. I'll put that first and put it towards like a landing page. And so they have to put in the email first, and then we sort of sell them on why they should buy your product and why they should buy it right now. Right, and get them a nice deal for when they're buying it. So just in case if they don't buy it, we still have their email address, and it's almost like dating a customer. Even if they don't buy, it's okay. You can just basically build that relationship in the emails.
Okay, got
and,
it. So you just to begin that contact. Okay, so the first thing is to get the individuals to enter their email address and and go to the page or the link that you have set up for them.
Yes.
Okay. And on that page or link will be the product or service that you want to most promote to sell or offer to them.
Yes.
And then the person would go ahead, click possibly like to you can, you know, they'll be able to see to purchase it and click on the link there. Is that how it generally works?
Yes, yes. And the difference between a website and a sales funnel, with a sales funnel, you can actually upsell them. It's almost like you go into McDonald's. You go to the drive-thru and you order one burger. What's the first thing they tell you? Would you like a fries and a drink with that?
Right,
because,
right. They're constantly cross-promotion, trying to increase the in the money. And of course, we do. Yeah, I'll take a big a burger and a fries. And then they try to offer you, well, what about a larger size?
Exactly. So that's the same thing as in a sales funnel. What we do, we offer them something that they need to solve the next problem with, you know. Like, of course, and what that does, it allows you to make more money overall.
Okay. So, and let's just say that we have a lot of hairstylists who all have a book. Let's start there. They have a book that they would like to sell to everybody. How would we do that? We would first, let me just tell you what I imagine, and that is to first to set up a landing page with the book details on it.
Yes.
Now, and then, So you, I'm deferring to you. Go right ahead, Marcus.
Okay. The strategy with the book is sort of different than a physical product.
It would
like
be a physical book.
Sample.
It's a physical book.
It would be, but the strategy is sort of different. The strategy I would use for like a physical book will be like a free plus shipping. Give them the book for free and have them pay for the shipping. That way, it'll give them a nice little offer, you know, a nice little say, okay, I'm going to get this book for free. all I have to do is pay for the shipping, and then the next thing you'll do is give them, say, if you're a hairstylist, right? You'll get, and the book is, I'm trying to think of an example where the book would
well,
be.
Well, I have a real example. I have my book, which is available to everybody, called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And so what we normally do, and I'm happy it's not a secret out there, our book is available out on the internet for $25, which includes shipping. So I'm happy if there is a way that we can figure this out where, you know, we can, you know, send the book out. I don't know if that would, you know, if I could do it the way you have in that case. But some of our other items we can do that way. That sounds awesome. But but okay, but go ahead. So let's just use my book, for example.
Okay. Your book, for example, is, you said $25, and that
including
includes shipping, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what if we said, okay, put it on the sales funnel and say regular price is $25, but we say, okay, today is free, and you only have to pay $10 for shipping.
Okay.
Right? Now, more people are going to buy it and say, okay, that's a good deal for me. Let me go ahead and buy it now, right? Now, the next thing you'll do is say, okay, what problem needs to be solved next? You say, how to get rich in the beauty industry. What problem will need to be solved next for them to make more money faster, right? You say, okay, maybe give them.
Well, I have the answer to that. And I would tell everybody to simply sign up and become a distributor. Start your own hair, you know, get our products to offer to the folks out there in, you know, in bulk. So they can, and, you know, that's a great way that they can add to the bottom line and actually become rich in the hair business.
Exactly. And that's be the next step. And so now you're combining two of your businesses into one with the sales funnel. And that's what the sales funnel would do.
I see. And so our next step is to bring everybody to that point where they can sign up and become a distributor. And we have different price points for that. Well, I love that. So the links will kind of take them on. Now, so from the book's landing page, where do we go from there? What do we set up next? Another landing page for the other item, for the sign up for the distributor?
No, it actually be another sales page saying, wait, before you go, I have this one-time offer for you. You can take it right now, and you can either make it for that, or you can, and then the next thing for that, the next thing that they'll probably need is, okay, how do I sell it? You know, give them a course on how they could sell it.
Right. We have, well, for myself, of course, we have a whole college on it. I love that. So listen, this is very helpful information for you guys out there. Listen, let me catch you up. If you're just tuning in to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm Kerry Hines. Now, this is a very, very special interview today. It's not our normal interview. I'm so happy to have this gentleman who's known as Mr. Hair 411 on the internet and especially Instagram IG. Again, Mr. Hair 411, check him out. He goes by Mr. Hair, but we call him Marcus, of course. He's incredible, very familiar with the sales funnels that he sets up for hairstylists, for small businesses, folks out there trying to earn more money. I love what he's doing. He makes it so that, you know, as you guys out there have hair products and things like that, he helps you set up landing pages and all of this to funnel sales from literally through these, you know, the special way that he sets up the promotion. So I'm super excited to put him to work here at Hair Radio and also have you guys to, you know, to give him a shot. And so I'm so excited. The great news is that you can easily connect with Marcus. Now, we're going to share this. Of course, he's on Instagram as Mr. Hair 411. But while you're right here at Hair Radio, hairadio.com. What you can do is go, if you're not, go to hairadio.com. Again, Hair Radio. So it's hairadio.com. We're going to put some articles there on the group page for the Hair Radio Morning Show, so you'll be able to read about Marcus. Plus, he's a member. So you can click on the Members tab and simply send him a message, follow him, all that wonderful good stuff. And I'm sure he'll do the same. So listen, this is just incredible. Our online community, again, you can sign up for free. It connects everybody that you're here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're so proud. And Marcus, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I love it.
Is that not amazing? So listen, so folks may have questions. Marcus is available to help you. This is his business, and this is how he sets up. So now, Marcus, okay, I got it with the sales idea, so we'll sell, and then we get... All right, Michael, it has been a fantastic broadcast. I just want to say thank you again for all that you have done to contribute to this show. I want to thank all of our amazing fans from all over, literally the world. I'm Carrie Hines. It's been a great, great show on this crazy Thursday morning. And, you know, we've got a big show planned for you tomorrow. We've got a surprise guest who will be with us in the Spotlight Hour. So you certainly don't want to miss Friday's show. It's also Fan Day Friday, and I've got some other folks to introduce you to. So I think you're going to have a great time. We have some new music on tomorrow's show as well. So if you want to reach out to us, please do. We need you. Definitely support the broadcast. Check out JustSalonTells.com. Don't forget Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, fixyourfeet.com, and so many of the others, including my own brand, Kerapy. Kerapy.com, that's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. You don't want to forget about us. And just so much that's out there. Folks are still asking about my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. We'll talk about that on either tomorrow's show or next week's shows, where we're celebrating the 10th anniversary and the latest edition. So we'll get into all of that. It's been an incredible day. Michael Hopkins, it's been a great day. Did you have fun? Did you have fun today?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Very, very much so. This has been a Thursday ride, and it's been a beautiful ride on Thursday.
Yes. Now, on Tuesday, you'll be back on Tuesday. Well, you're going to be on tomorrow's show, but on that talk radio show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, you have been working on some new topics. Anything you want to just tell us about quickly?
Wow, Carrie. One of the topics that I have been working on is diagnostic codes, and there are other codes that veterans should know about. And looking forward to sharing that information.
Awesome. And for you guys out there, Michael helps the veterans file claims, and I'm going to just put out the word successfully. He's an accredited claims agent, so he is charged with helping the veterans. And he can, boy, Michael, you have helped to add to the bottom line for many veterans and their families.
Very much so.
So this is something that's great. You tune in and you learn. And, Michael, your show is packed with listeners. It is packed on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. Michael, you always deliver something that they didn't know. And we have a lot of fun, too. So I can't wait to this upcoming, to next week's shows. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's broadcast. It's Fan Day Friday. April has just plowed right on through. So we've got some big updates that's happening in the month of May. I've got some feedback on being named to the community board in my section here in Brooklyn, New York. So I'll talk about all that on tomorrow's show. Yes, I'm now a public official in the city of New York. So I'm super excited about that. I'll be in on all that. And so much more. Listen, I got to get the outro started. It's been a great Thursday. Thanks for taking the time to spend it with us. We know you have a lot of choices up here, so thank you so much. Here's the outro.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Kerry Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged